Up next, our first song of the night, not from me and Dwight. I do not know how to pronounce your last name. I'm sorry, but Rebecca, come on up. The cover, I'm not going to use your last name on
So it's a cover. I didn't write the song. I have a story to go with it, though. 2 months ago, the theme was family, and Eric, you said that you really liked not knowing your birth parents because it gave you the freedom to be whoever you wanted to be. And that, like, really stuck with me because this is sort of my year to try to, like, fake that kind of freedom. I'll use this song as an example. I heard the song a couple months ago and it started and I was like, it was at the annoyance. I was just like, this song is so beautiful and so relatable. And then the bridge happened and then there's a twist. And I was like, what the fuck just happened? But I was like, this is amazing. Like, as a writer, I was just like, those writers had balls of steel. And I was like, what would their families think? Like, I could never write a song like that because, like, I could never share it with my family. They'd think there was something wrong with me. Or I could never even perform a song like that because I couldn't ever send it to my family because they wouldn't know how to react to it. But this is the year that I've sort of discovered I have, like, almost nothing in common with my family. And then I'm just sort of embracing that and going, oh, so I can learn the song because I fucking want to. I don't have to share with my family. It's okay. So my family would think it's crazy. I actually think it's really funny. And I think the difference can be summed up with a great Tina Fey quote that she said, to make an audience laugh, dress a man up as an old woman and push him down the stairs. To make a comedian laugh, actually push an old woman down the stairs. Like, oh yeah, that's accurate. So this is a song by a duo named Evelyn. I can tell you more about the album. Mick Napier described this album as super fucked up, if that gives you an idea. I was like, if he says that, it's legit. But I love the song, so enjoy. You pulled up at the house at 7:30. In your 69 Impala, you shook hands with my father and we stopped off at the drugstore by the drive-in for some Trojans and a six-pack, but still your eyes kept wandering back to her. It's always her. So let's get one thing straightened out here, sir. If you think you're seeing double, let me save you some trouble. This ain't no two-for-one bargain here, mister. 'Cause I'm much more than just twice shy. I've had enough two-timing guys who only want me 'cause they want my sister. My eyes are just as blue as hers. My hair is just as fine. And that tattoo on her lower back's exactly just like mine. But if you look beneath the surface, we're as different as can be. 'Cause there's just one heart that beats for you, and that heart belongs to me and not to her. No, not to her. So let's get one thing straight. If I'm your girl, if you think you're seeing double, let me save you some trouble. This ain't no two-for-one bargain here, mister. 'Cause I'm much more than just twice shy. I've had enough two-timing guys who only want me 'cause they want my sister. And if tomorrow you should die, my sister would not bat an eye. She doesn't even know your name. She's going with some other guy. As long as she is still around, I'll always have a trace of doubt. I need to know your love is real, but how? We're all dressed up, the flowers sure are pretty. Mother pays her last respects. I look around, no one suspects that it was me who put the Drano in her coffee. But now that she is underground, I know that you're not hanging round for her. No, not for her. Now I'll know your love is true for sure. If you think you're seeing double, let me save you some trouble. This ain't no two-for-one bargain here, mister. 'Cause I'm much more than just twice shy. I've had enough to time and guys who only want me 'cause they want my sister. It pains my heart to think of her. A rotting, stinking, maggot-infested, bloated, and pus-oozing corpse beneath the earth. You can't imagine just how much I miss her. But now I know you want me, not my sister.
That was great. Also, I'm really glad to hear that that monologue that sadly was lost due to a shitty recording did something useful. I was really proud of that story.